Hey, I'm Kayla Hansen.
And I'm Crystal Blasco. We're sisters, home organizers, coffee
and cocktail lovers,
and hosts of this witty show, Well Ordered, Well Lived.
Grab your favorite beverage and join us as we have fun and curious conversations with ourselves and others about home solutions, family, and reinvesting in new experiences.
Let's do this. Welcome back to another episode of Well Ordered, Well Lived.
Hey, hey, hey.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank everybody else.
Everybody.
Thank
you. It's
them.
Here. I just did. Thank you so much for joining us yet again.
So, yeah. So we recently did, I wanted to talk about this. We recently did our 23andMe.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. I don't know why we did 23andMe versus Ancestry, but we did 23andMe and I know, that's I can't remember why, but I liked it. I like 23andMe. It's on our app. It's updated. We got all this information.
To know that we are sisters.
We are related.
Yes, seriously. So that really helped us
really
seal this deal on, are we sisters or not?
It's official. But another cool thing that we discovered, well, one, I mean, I think we're basically 99% Eastern European or something. I can't remember. But we both are four.
We both say four as foy.
Yeah, that was one of the categories.
Do you like cilantro?
I don't mind it.
That's one of the, I guess we really didn't fully look into this.
Oh, that was one of the
reports. Yeah,
the
it's so back. Interesting. Like, oh my gosh. Okay,
do you like cilantro?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that there was a thing that people didn't.
That people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to where that's a category.
I don't trust those people.
That don't like cilantro.
Exactly. It's a delicious little
garnish.
It is.
Oh, wait. Are you supposed to eat it?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you like salsa? Yes, you do.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. What is cilantro?
It's like a green.
You put it in salsa. What else do you put it on?
I don't know. That's just my main thing.
Okay. I think I like it.
It's just a garnish. Okay. But it does taste good.
Kind of minty?
No.
Oh, never mind. Scratch that. Maybe
you obviously buy all of your salsa. You never make it. Well, no, it's because we make
it. No,
you
make it for
mm-hmm.
me.
Yeah. So
whatever you guys put in it, then I like it.
Okay.
So if there's this cilantro in that,
it's delicious.
Then I like cilantro.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but back to our
fui 0.3 Scandinavian, which is, and they have it categorized as Scandinavian, Dutch, Denmark, right? I'm going to pull that up really quick. But
no, it's just Scandinavian.
Yeah, but what's it say right underneath it? Oh, mine does. Hold on.
Oh, you should probably do an update
talk
on your phone just to let you.
Talk to while I look this up really
oh,
quick.
My gosh.
Okay, people. Wait. So this says, see, Scandinavian right here. Scandinavian, capital region of Denmark.
You know what? All right. Well, I believe you.
Okay, so we're both.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I know it just came up. Talking about exactly what we're talking about today, y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
We're talking about something called, well, you can call it whatever you want, but I'm going to spell it first.
Yep.
H-Y-G-G-E. Some I've heard call it Hygge or Hygge.
Hygge.
So however you say it,
that's
you
awesome.
Know what I'm trying to get at, right?
Yeah.
It's coziness.
Coziness.
It's a Danish word that is best described as enjoying life's simple pleasures. The main idea of hygge, I'm just going to call it hygge.
Yeah, let's agree that you and I will call it hygge.
Okay. I think, yeah.
People can let us know if we're saying it wrong or if there's like an accent, but I'm going for hygge.
Yeah. I think it's fun like that.
Yeah.
But it is just creating a peaceful, serene space that is free of clutter, which... That's yeah. right up our alley. So I can see, I'm surprised that we don't have a little bit more of that in us. But I mean, there's many ways that you can bring this into your home. So
yeah, but
we do have a few examples that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, we are. But it's not just about home. That was the cool thing. So whenever I heard about hygge and I just always associated it with home stuff, like you said, the coziness, the comfort, and some of the items that you can have in your home to kind of create this hygge space. But it's also... It's kind of like a mood. It's kind of a feeling. It's kind of a lifestyle. And it says I'm on our 23andMe kind of write up on it. So it just was on this app. But it says it's designed to bring people together and to inspire joy. So it's things that bring you happiness is kind of what it's based around. So it's the true essence of, I guess, the Danes? Yeah, the Danes do this. Like, it's the true essence is the pursuit of everyday happiness. And they said it's basically a hug without the physical touch.
And right now, we can't hug right now.
Yeah, so you'll know.
This is perfect.
You'll know you're in hygge. Hygge? Yeah, shoot. You'll know you're in hygge when you feel it. So it's togetherness, relaxation, indulgence, presence, comfort. Basically, that spa life.
Oh, that's all you, that's honey.
That's me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so hold on. I'm sorry. I'm reading this. This seems like an obvious component of coziness. Okay, so you found some basics that we could do in somebody's home.
Yes.
To make something
I was interested like. Because obviously everybody kind of knows, okay, candles and the fluffy, cozy blankets and all that. Listen, I'm all about the numbers here. And when it comes to lighting, and have you heard about the like Kelvin scale? That is to do with lighting. So warm light versus cool light.
I think I've seen this on now that fluorescent lights are popular now. Like now you can't get the regular old fashioned, really? But now I think they have that on all the fluorescent. Oh gosh, sorry, not fluorescent lighting, LED lighting. All the LED lighting.
Okay, I was like, fluorescent lighting is out.
No, sorry. All the LED lighting, I think there's
I wonder what scale that is on. Because I was just into this because I thought my husband would like to listen to this because, you know, he's a numbers guy. So, warm.
You, Eric.
Yeah, all to you, honey. Mm-hmm. Warm light is around 3000K, which that's Kelvin. I'm not going to say it again. And cool light is around 5K. So, candle light is 1850, which is super cozy. So you want to stay on that warm end of the Kelvin scale. Mm-hmm. And I actually looked into, it's called this Hue lighting. I know Philips has a brand of it, and it can be controlled by Bluetooth or even like smart accessories, excuse me. So like Google or Alexa. So I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, they're a little bit more expensive, but if it changes like the mood and the setting and just makes you happy, why not spend a little bit more? And it's really cool because it just changes the colors too. Not even just the white light itself. I've seen a couple where it changes to red. Like a blue green.
Yes. Oh, I have that down. I don't know if it's the Kelvin, but I have the Kelvin scale, but I have a diffuser. Is it the diffuser? What do I have on this? It's like the...
You have a warmer.
Essential oil. It's not a warmer.
Oh, your diffuser. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So that has different lights on it. But that makes sense there'd be different lighting with something like that. That's going to, the scent brings it too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so it doesn't matter because the Kelvin is just like, the Kelvin is your, basically your, kind of like your temperature. So Celsius and Fahrenheit thing, right? So this is just pertaining to lighting.
Okay.
Yeah. So anything has, I mean, like I said, candles give off 1850 Kelvin on the Kelvin scale.
Yeah. So I read this someplace too. It says which flows with this, like the art of creating intimacy, coziness of the soul.
Very important. Mm-hmm. So obviously we love candles. I have a candle in pretty much every single room of my house and even into the bathroom. And if people don't care or are like kind of scared of the flames, you can do the flameless or you can get those plug-in wax warmers. Yeah. And they give off that light as well because scent plays a big part in it too. I know everybody has different scents like to their liking.
I think candles are huge. I feel like we've always loved candles. It is part of my morning routine. Mm-hmm. Like I start the morning and I'll come into the office and I'll light a candle and then I have the fireplace app. I'll put that up on the TV in our office here. I'll go downstairs and I'll light candles in like the sitting sunroom and then I'll put like on another TV. I'll put the fireplace on or on the TV. Sometimes I'll actually turn the fireplace on, but that sort of gets me up in the morning. Even though it's calming and cozy, it kind of energizes me, but it just starts my day. I don't know.
You do that before coffee.
I really do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So candles are lit all the time in my house.
It is lit up in here, y'all. I just also want to say that we also did not say what we're drinking.
Oh.
And
what? Because are you feeling loosey-goosey?
I am. I'm feeling good. I got my 7-7 for the day.
I... I'm drinking an Oktoberfest.
And it is December, so
I know.
You're a little late to the party.
I am, but I nothing else sounded good. And I'm just, it's kind of hitting the spot. It's kind of not, but it'll do.
So it is lit in the house and lit in our bellies. So you're welcome for that.
Oh, we're definitely feeling hygge. Cozy and comforted.
Yes, I do.
That's so funny. Okay, so another cool thing I want to touch on was there is something out there. It's called the World Happiness Report. And I don't know how long. I thought I read that it started 7 years ago. It's on Wikipedia and there's some other sites. But this is an actual thing where they rank 157 of the countries. I don't know all the categories that they rank, you know, what the happiness sort of like benchmarks are. Yeah, I don't know all the different categories that they check, but I do know that in the past 5 years, Denmark, so clearly they know something with this hygge and this happiness that brings them all this joy, because they've been in the top three for the past 5 years. It's like they've been number one, then they bounced down underneath Finland, I think. So they've kind of just fluctuated back and forth between one, two, and three for the past 5 years, and potentially even more. And just to give you sort of a scale here, the U.S. is around like 18, 19, 18 for 1 year. So now it is ranking 157 countries. So at least we're at the top half.
Okay. You didn't say that. You should say that before.
But that means that the Danes are onto something with this. If they are, why are you laughing?
I don't know. I just love that you call it the Danes.
Because that's what I am. So us Danes, with my 4.3%.
Hold up. I am too. So
that's something.
If I want to be called a Dane.
What do you want to be called?
Yeah. I want to be called Scandy.
Scandalous. So the Danes know what's up with this hygge because they have consistently ranked in the top tier of happiness for at least 5 years. Again, I've consulted with one World Happiness Report. I think there are others out there, or it's always like the happiest place that or people's environment or the happiest employees and things like that, and the most outdoors, you know, sunlight or fresh air, or they just like enjoy that atmosphere. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool as far as sort of where the U.S. ranks and then where the Danes rank. And then there's a new thing that's out. I think I wrote it. So the Swedes, so Sweden has this new, I don't know if it's new, but it's kind of along the lines of, I don't want to hop too much off of hygge, but everybody's sort of picking up on this less is more kind of focus on the things that really matter. But the Swedes now have this, like how hygge is for Denmark. Sweden has lagom. L-A-G-O-M. And it's essentially kind of the same thing as creating this lifestyle, this ambiance, this comfort. But it's a practice that, not like a yoga practice, but it's just like this sort of environment that they immerse themselves in and that provides this warmth, this comfort, this happiness, this joy. And I read this little blip that says, the Danes are exceptionally good at decoupling wealth and well-being. They focus on the small things that really matter, including spending more quality time with friends and family and enjoying the good things in life.
Whoa.
I know. So that was what hygge was.
Yeah.
Which sums it up exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to share that.
So
we know.
That's interesting. I like that. So when
what are... Well, what are ways to do...
when are Americans gonna get on this little train and make our own little word up too?
Well, I feel like being 4.3% Dane, I feel like it's our duty to start incorporating this and being more vocal about it.
Okay.
So I think that our homes need to feel hygge, or our lifestyles need to be hygge, and then I think other people will pick up on it.
Yeah, I think the time is now. If not the end of 2020, it definitely needs to start in 2021.
So some ways that you can make your home, besides the lighting and some of the candles, like what do you recommend?
Okay, so rugs are really awesome because there's so many different kinds, right? But I've been seeing that people are putting rugs on top of carpet. I did not know this was a thing.
I've been seeing that
carpet is carpet. and you don't place more, but it just like makes sense, right? It just the coziness and the different textures, right? So
let me just let the listeners know this is how much you didn't pay attention to that because we have it literally in our office.
Oh my gosh. Well,
I literally have a rug underneath both of our desks that
wow. But so this is the second time I'm seeing this. No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah, no, that I don't love this rug for the space. But yes, I have been seeing that more and more. And then I think I saw on your notes like layering the rugs. Yes, that's been really popular.
We've seen them at clients' houses where as we're waiting to get into the home, they have like a big rug and then a little tinier rug on top of it. And I'm like, just that little bit.
It makes it. Yeah. I feel like that was, I think I've seen that like a Magnolia thing or a Joanna Gaines or like the Studio McGee at Target. I think that's not quite farmhousey, but I feel like it has a little bit of, because it's always like the buffalo check or some sort of stripes like black and white underneath. That's like the flat rug. And then there's maybe some sort of tweed or like the
actual like
rug on top that says like something super cutesy, you know?
Oh, I was going to go the opposite way and like really like it was a little bit nicer on the bottom, like the bigger rug. And then the top rug was like really work your shoes, get that junk off of there.
Yeah, like that Mary one that I have downstairs.
Oh, I thought you meant like it wasn't as pretty. Because I have seen both.
No, versions. I meant like it's that basic.
Okay.
It's that basic one. And then
I think that's cute. And then it's a nice little swap out for like the seasons too. I think that's a really nice one. But so that's kind of.
That's for exterior. That you could do indoor and outdoor. So yeah, yes. they do a lot of. Oh, it's like jute rugs are the inside rugs. And it is that same color. It's like that brownish kind of. It's kind of sheds.
Oh,
it's kind of that. And then you can layer a rug on top of that, like a rug like this in our office, like a colored, more plush, maybe like a polyester rug on top of a jute rug. And I think that that's really popular too.
Okay. These are words that I don't know. So thank you. I would also want to go – so I'm off of rugs right now. That's okay, about as much as I can give you.
Okay.
But let's get to plants because I'm a plant lady.
Yeah.
And real or fake, I don't care. But to make it like hygge – you can find these cute pots and you – okay, for fresh flowers, if you get a whole bouquet, split it up and place like flowers in each of your rooms. And that not only brings, you know, the flower freshness of smell, but yes, if you get the fake, it still brings a little bit – it's like you live in your house. If you have something in each room, that's kind of also what I read. It's just like it shows that – you're living in each room kind of thing.
That shows like that a theme, the flow.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool because I never, when I get a bouquet, I just always keep it together. Yeah. So I thought, oh, that's fantastic because I actually do have a ton of really cool vases that I would love to use. But I want to now look, like get rid of those and start looking for like the one stem kind of vases.
I think that people do that. Oh, I have a couple downstairs that I use for your wedding shower I can give you.
Oh.
But I think that the one stem, people are going out and bringing the outside in and they're just clipping like a branch or they're clipping like a hydrangea because it's like fuller.
Yes.
But they're only doing like one or two.
That's
like
pretty.
Sort of
those things.
Sprigs, but they're way larger than sprigs. But yeah, that makes like a lot of sense. I actually don't break up my bouquets right now, but I need to start doing that. Yeah, and spread those out a little bit.
Yeah, we need a vase office.
Yeah, we have greenery. We have plant like fake plants in here.
Yeah, but I would say to go back, like I know with people doing Zoom work and calls and everything, we've gotten some questions about how do I kind of update the background if I don't have like the pro Zoom. It's like throw a shelf up and put a plant on there. It's super cozy. It's inviting and it brings a little bit of color.
Yeah, and it brings some life to the space.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of my plants. And then, again, blankets and pillows, nothing's better than a fluffy throw. Everybody knows that. It just creates a little bit of warmth. But I have a, like, one of those ottomans that have the inner storage. So you just lift it up.
Yes.
But I thought, you know, if I have people over and if they're cold, I don't know people's temperature. So if they want to help themselves, I don't.
You should. Everybody should be taking their temperature before they enter your house now.
Good call. But I'm not having anybody. But I'm just thinking, you know, after we're kind of like doing some of this like research on this stuff and what can we do, why not add some texture and add like a little basket and have kind of that overflow of some cute fluffy throws or pillows.
I have that downstairs in the front room. Like on the side couch.
I never noticed that.
Gosh, she's like oblivious to my house.
Well, I just come here, I do work, and then I leave. So I'm not here to, and I have, you know.
You hang out, but clearly you don't pay attention.
No.
No, it is really cozy just to have kind of an overflow. And I think going along with the blankets and pillows, which is really popular now. We talked about this with Hannah a couple episodes ago. How do you know your style? And she said, look at your house. Yes. And I really popular right now are all the Sherpas because they're so cozy.
Honey,
and that is, yeah.
I live in a white one and a wine colored one.
Yeah.
It's my jam.
In case you spill your white wine and you wear your white one. If you're having red wine, in case you spill it, you put your wine colored Sherpa on.
That is exactly my theme. Yep. That is hilarious.
But I think that goes along. There are like all the Sherpa blankets. They're super warm and cozy. I also read someplace like thick, just cozy socks and how they have the socks that kind of come up to the knees.
Yes.
And that can just transform your mood if you just feel really cozy and you have a really cool, like you have sheepskin type blankets and they have like the fur. We have a fur pillow downstairs that brown and kind of it's fake. I don't even know what you would call that animal fur, but it's not. You know what I mean?
Faux fur.
Yeah. But all of those different textures. So the faux fur is like a maybe like a little bit more straight fur, and then the Sherpa is like cozy, like
matted kind of. Yes, I love it.
So I think that's
tis the season of the Sherpa.
Yeah, really. I hope that never goes away.
It won't. It won't. Like you said, I have a sheepskin, so that's not going away anytime
soon. Just to touch base. We need denim to stay and we need Sherpas to stay. Okay. Jean jackets.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then I was also thinking kind of more like the lifestyle. I read someplace, which I really like. You don't like big coffee cups.
No.
I do like big coffee cups, but I read that something that kind of gives you that hygge vibe are teacups and saucers.
Oh, really?
I know. I thought that was so cute because I think about that and I'm like, oh, if you're at a really cool coffee shop or I just envision one day when I can make it over to, you know, Windsor Castle and I'm hanging out over there, that the whole vibe is just very cozy and intimate. And it's just a vibe and a mood in itself. So I think I'm going to be on the hunt now and look for a couple of teacups and saucers.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was another thing that was part of your home, but it's not – maybe you don't always see it, but it's part of like how you – what you drink your coffee. And so you're just having that feel. It just sets that mood for that day.
Mm-hmm. If you want to feel a little extra, put that little saucer underneath. Oh, saucy. Put that saucer underneath your little tiny teacup.
Teacup. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love that.
Cool. Yeah. And so I think, you know, I'm going to research a little bit more. Maybe we should plan a trip to Denmark.
Oh, my God.
That'll be cool. We should do that. Because that's – so side note, your husband is – his family is from there too. Like he – his grandpa?
Yeah, mine.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's like 2.6.
Oh, we beat Eric?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, his dad is the one who told me about hygge. I just cannot remember exactly how he said it. So I apologize if I'm saying it wrong. But either way.
Yeah, we should plan a trip.
Yeah.
That's I'm gonna put that on our calendar.
But really,
maybe we'll record a podcast there.
That would be fun.
That would be really fun.
We should take this on the road. We're going live, y'all.
Follow along on our journey. Could you imagine?
Yes,
Oh, okay.
I actually can.
All right, I'm jotting down some wish list notes. That's one of them. So, anyway, that was really cool. I wanted to share or chat with you about that because I know we recently both did that.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it'd be a really cool topic to talk about.
Plus, this is kind of the time of the year that people kind of get really super cozy. Mm-hmm. But this goes all year round.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely fits the well-lived vibe. And I feel like it's well-ordered because it's just – that's all part of that – the mood, the vibe,
decluttering. I mean,
I kind of do keep going away from that. That is a part of it. Like, it's kind of minimalistic and kind of decluttered, for me, I automatically think of like the coziness, the comfort. So I think of the candles and the blankets. But yeah, that's a whole other, I guess, section of it mm-hmm. that we didn't really talk about, but we can definitely research some more. And I think it's really cool. So everybody else, hygge is a way that I think you can practice self-care. I think that it would feel sincere. You sort of find your candle scent or no candle and minimize or declutter. Find what works for you. Test mm-hmm. it out. Test that hygge life out. Mm-hmm. And follow us.
No matter how you say it.
Yeah. Hygge, 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 hygge. That's not it. I was just saying, if somebody said that, I would know. I'd be like, I know what you're saying.
Like, mm-hmm, I got you.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. So I was going to say, follow us on Instagram. We are at wellordered.welllived. But show us some photos. Tag us a photo of your space that maybe feels very hygge-like. I'm going to kind of start incorporating it more into my home. It's definitely, I feel like that's my vibe.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think that I feel confident in that. I like that feel.
I would say you were just talking about finding your scent. I think having this as an all year round thing, I think I have a scent that I like all year round, and that's eucalyptus. Oh. Eucalyptus mint, eucalyptus by itself. That's clean. It's refreshing to me, and it's all year round. So yeah, that's my. I know that you have some. I mean, you have a little bit of everything, but I thought you liked a certain one too. But it's just.
Yeah, I have that sea salt vanilla, but that's not very summery. Eucalyptus is good in the winter and the summer. Okay, I'm gonna be on the hunt for. I'm making notes now.
Yeah, so tag me when you got your eucalyptus.
I thought you were talking to me. Like I should. I won't.
You could tag me. You can. I expect you to tag me.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Well,
I have like zero followers, so.
Oh my gosh, no.
I'm on my personal, okay?
Oh my gosh. On that note, we are going to wrap this episode up. So definitely check us out on Instagram and tag us with all your hygge lifestyles.
Yugi later.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe.